3, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
Satan can walk in and grab you. How do you think you can stay in church without praying and fasting and seeking the face of God and survive? Satan desired to sift all of us. In other words, Satan wants to destroy us. He wants us to be a child of God. He don't want us to be a Christian anymore. Look at our children. I was reading a little book, looking through some things, and it called The Seven Deadly Sins in the Contemporary Church. The Seven Deadly Sins in our church today. And one of the things that Richard Bailey put in here was, revelance has been substituted for revelation. Another thing he put in here, imagery has been substituted for the presence of God. We have a lot of images in the church. Sensitivity has been substituted for compassion. In other words, what he's saying, I'm worried that I might hurt your feeling. So I'm very sensitive to that, but I don't have enough compassion to tell you you're on the way to hell for shacking up. Amen. For doing what God told you to do. And another one he had in here, words have been substituted for the word. Speak smooth things to us, but don't give us the word of God. So we see in the church today what's going on. Psychology has been substituted for Christology. But as I look back at this, it says since the mid-70s, the illegitimate birth rate among white women has been double, and now, this was back 10 years ago, substituted, has stands at 17%. The footnote reports that male children were born into two-parent families, except that the two people weren't married. The only way you can raise children the way God wants you to raise them is according to the Word of God, and that's something that we've gotten away from. So not only with Peter, not only with your family, not only with my family, not only with trying to destroy Moses' family by getting his mama to have an abortion, but Satan is coming after your family. As we notice now, and we are in presidential election time, 2 years out, but people are already campaigning. And two of the most top things on the platform now is abortion, same-sex marriage, and a little about immigration. But our world is turning away from this. This is the most precious book on the face of the earth. This is the most precious book on the face of the earth, the Bible. We don't hear a lot of Bible preached in our churches today. People don't like the Bible. People hate it. Even today, we got a man running for president, and I say it again, and I'm going to keep talking about it because it's a sin that God hates. And when the Bible in Proverbs speaks of seven things that the Lord hates, and one, number one, was a lying tongue. God ain't never told two men to live together. So as Mr. Bailey was talking, First Corinthians 2, 1 through 2. We preach and we talk a lot. To say the seven deadly sins of the modern church are not as easy to find because they are slippery and hard to nail down. That's why they are so very deadly. They are substitute for what God intended and instituted. If we are to have renewal in our churches, we need to address the following seven deadly sins. There's nothing wrong with revelance. But you would notice that almost every book you have read in the past decade on preaching or the art of communication has dealt with making our sermon relevant. That's relevance to our culture. So in other words, relevance today would be our culture is leaning to the left away from the Word of God. We are leaning more to this is what I like to do. We are on the hashtag LGBTQ. We are on the hashtag throw the laws away, and if it feel good, do it. That's nothing new. In the book of Jude, it felt good. In the book of Judges, it felt good, so they say do it. The Bible say they did what was right in their sight. In the sight today is let homosexuals dwell and do what they want to do. Isn't it amazing? If you don't agree with me with what I like, you are no good. Well, what if you don't agree with my Christian value? How about me? Relevance. We are to get down to everyday experience and we expect our people to understand what we are saying. So in other words, relevance today is they want us to be storytellers. You notice how preachers stand up and they begin to tell you a story, and when you leave church, you off in la-la land. You don't know nothing about sin. You don't know what it takes to repent. You don't know the power of God because you never seen it in your church. You haven't seen miracle. You haven't seen sign. You haven't seen wonders. We are accustomed to at least once a week now a hearing of some preacher committing adultery. And the same thing, like I said this morning in Sunday school, young folks, the same way that the saints of God are praying for you to succeed, Satan got a bunch out there praying for you to fail. Amen. Do you think these children are homosexuals and lesbians sodomites by choice? It's a chosen lifestyle. Children are taught how to be lesbian, children don't grow up knowing how to steal. Amen. It is a learned behavior. So the devil is after you. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 2, 1 and 2. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. First Corinthians chapter 2. Paul saying, brethren, when I came to you, he said, came not with excellency of speech and of wisdom to carry unto you the testimony of God. He said, brethren, when I came unto you, back it up. He said, when I came to you, I didn't come with the exact speech. Come in a wisdom. And he, the wisdom, he said, my wisdom. I didn't come making known unto you the testimony of God. Read. Move down to verse 2.
For I determined not to know anything among you.
When I came to you as a man of God, I didn't come that like I knew anything. That's mean people can't teach you the word of God in seminary. Read.
For I determined not to know anything among you.
I didn't declare to know anything among you.
Save Jesus Christ.
Except Jesus Christ. See, in fact, when I came to you, I came in weakness. I didn't come in strength. Amen. I come in weakness. Because if I come in my own strength, I'm going to mess up. But when I come in the power of God, and God begins to show me what's going on in the church today, adultery, fornication, what is it? A woman can fall in love with the pastor of a church. A pastor of the church can walk out of the pulpit, go to the hotel, go to another man's house, and get in bed with one of his parishioners' wives. Go get in a bed with another man like it don't mean nothing. And then stand up here and preach to you and have you falling all over the floor. Where's the discernment in the church?
Amen.
See, those little sissy boys, they don't like to be around men of God. Those little weak preachers, they don't like to be around real men of God. that's going to open the Bible up and say, I am weak, but he is strong.
Amen.
I'm blind, but he's all seeing. I'm dumb, but he knows everything.
Amen.
They don't want to hang around you because you're too square. You understand? I'm weak. So when I came, I didn't know nothing about you. You know, when I first came to this community 25 years ago, I didn't know nothing about street ministry. I didn't know nothing about street ministry. Didn't know nothing about meeting the people in the neighborhood. They didn't know nothing about me. Only thing I knew that I was a Greyhound bus driver. I was given this church, told to come up here and preach and witness to the city, and maybe somebody will get saved. So when we start street ministry, when we start knocking on the door, when we start meeting people, when we start going in and out of drug houses, we weren't doing it in our strength. We were doing it in the power of God. Till people say, must be an undercover cop, because he can't be a man of God, or he got to be stupid. So when you move it in the power of God, Satan desire to sift you as wheat.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, other people decide, well, we'll do street ministry. It don't work if you're going in. See, when you're doing something for spite. So Paul said, when I came, I didn't declare to do anything. I didn't know who was saved, who was unsaved. Amen. I didn't know who out there was selling drugs or who wasn't selling drugs. But it didn't take about 2 or 3 days in the street. God said, there's your drug dealer, there's your drug houser, there's everything. That's where they're selling drugs at. Work the neighborhood. Preachers have built churches and ain't went nowhere but here. They lied to you. How many of you all do not have a testimony? 7 deadly sins that's messing up the church. He said, my message and my preaching, it makes a distinction between my message and preaching. I don't have a message. Verses 4 through 5, 1 Corinthians 2.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom.
See, if you don't dot your right I's and cross the right T's, if you don't preach with a seminary degree and everything sounds good, most, and let me put this way, up until a few years ago, if you didn't have a degree, holiness churches, they didn't want you. Now, just about every sanctified church, every church you know, preacher has at least a 4-year degree. Someone had their master's in theology. That just made them a bigger fool for the devil.
Amen.
Read, please.
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
But in demonstration in the power of God, because I don't know what's going to happen when I go out to the street. That's reading a lot of people don't do street ministry. There's a lot of demons out there. There's a lot of devils out there. Amen. And the devil will walk up to you and tell you, get off the street. This is my corner. But I can see it now. Working the street ministry, when we would take a flyer and put in the cars on Forest Street, and tell the people coming to him buying drugs to stay out the neighborhood, and said it without fear. When we were going to drug houses, it wasn't about us. It was about God say, I call you, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
The devil don't like it when you take one of his. So he said, if you take one of mine, I'll come for one of yours. If I can't get your older people, I'll get your little children.
Yes.
Young folks, the more you stand up for God, the more Satan is going to bombard your home. The more he's going to try to destroy it.
Amen.
You know, like let me say this here. In Atlanta now, in Georgia, in the states that are passing the laws about homosexuals and abortion. Well, one thing we know, Christian women are not going to have abortion. 2 things we know, that you're not going to be out having sex with not your husband. And then for some supposedly movie star, Alyssa, whoever she is, has no authority over God. And how dare a woman tell you that her body is hers when the body tell a married woman that your body belonged to your husband and his body belonged to you? She lost the whole thing.
Amen.
You gonna follow her? #send her this and tell her come to Beaufort.
Amen.
and bring her Bible with her. Amen. If somebody out there know how to get this message to her,
amen.
The men will tell you what, if you marry him and say I do, your body's no longer yours.
Amen.
So she's going to tell you to take what he is, because the law will pass. If you in this end, they didn't have to pass the law. But we are so afraid. Pastor Riley, you complaining? No, I'm not complaining. Then I saw something today. I'm not going to call the church name. Bernie Sanders in Atlanta. In one of the largest Baptist church in Atlanta. And let me say this. I went there, haven't heard what he said, or did he say anything, or was he put up. But I knew the pastor and the members that go there. The man didn't deal in politics. So to have the man advertise that I'm going to be at this particular church in Atlanta, he didn't go for that. He didn't go for that. So you see where we come and where we go. Read, please.
Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
So when your faith stands in the wisdom of men, man is telling you how to live. What is God's power? It's the power that is manifest through his spirit. Amen. Nothing else. You can't pay God to heal you. You can't pay God to save you. You can't pay God to bless you.
Amen.
The Bible in St. John 15 says, abide in me and let my words abide in you.
Amen.
And he's saying, then answer. If you live holy and obey God and do what God told you, God say, I'll bless you going and I'll bless you coming. I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the country.
Yes,
he said, I'll bless the fruit of your womb. You be obedient to God, because we don't make enough money.
Amen.
To pay God.
Amen.
God don't deal in money.
Amen.
The cattle on a thousand hill belong to God.
Yes.
So if the cattle on the hill belong to God, who made the hill that the cattle is standing on?
Amen.
He laid the foundation of the earth. He spread out the heaven. He threw the stars out. He spoke it into existence.
Amen.
And who are you to tell God what to do?
Amen. Who are you?
I'm the great I am.
Yes.
Is there anything too hard for me? Well, God, here's a buck 50. Mm. Can I have a new house and a new car? The earth is the Lord. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why are you calling me Lord and you won't be obedient to my word?
Uh-oh.
So many preachers in the pulpit, so many evangelists don't have a testimony. I preached a few months ago, and one of the preachers was there after I left. I heard it was told to me that how dare I go to a funeral and preach about homosexuals. Say what? Negro, get out of my face. You didn't call me.
Amen.
You didn't send me.
Amen.
You didn't wake me up.
Amen.
How dare, and I'm just like my bishop was. Well, he trained me.
Well.
And if he put the word in me, like God put down in him, the only thing that can come out of me is the word.
Amen.
And if you're a homosexual sitting in the field where I am, I'm going to call you out.
Amen.
Because you need to be saved.
That's right.
God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
So preach the gospel.
That's right.
Maybe we get some more gospel preachers and not playboys in the pulpit, we have more people saved. Yeah. Seven deadly sins that are destroying the church. The Lord Jesus made very clear. He talked about the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's primary ministry was to take the things of Jesus and reveal them to people and convince men of sin, and then what was going to happen next, what? Judgment to come. No Holy Spirit working in the church, no revealing,
amen.
No judgment. So that's when you have a bunch of mess in the church. You have a bunch of adultery in the church, a bunch of fornication in the church. How is it that a man can sit in the church and sleep around 2 or 3 years before he's caught? How is it that the little children know who's committing adultery in the church and the people running around speaking in tongues don't? Because you know what the devil did? The devil came in. See, if you come here and don't have a Bible, we'll give you one.
Amen.
He took the NASB, the NIV, and he took the New King James Version, and he gave it to you and he took the Bible away. So then when you get to them scriptures that don't talk about sodomites and everything, people go from Genesis to Revelation and they miss the whole KJV. And then people say, oh, y'all the KJV only, yes, and we are the holiness only too.
That's right.
I'll stand on it.
Amen.
That's when you don't live holy, because it's been taken out your Bible. So then you walk around because they said that you didn't understand it. And one of the writers in the NIV is a homosexual woman, a lesbian woman, a sodomite.
Wow.
Revelance. Preach, preacher. Fix it up. Make me feel good.
Yes.
Huh? You've been in church and they said that? Then the power of God come in and somebody got to run and get ammonia and stick under your nose and you the only reason you're shaking because you're trying to come back. You got ammonia. Oh, I got ammonia strip. Pop. You went out under the spirit. The devil knocked you out in church. You weren't slayed in the spirit. I seen people in the power of God walking up down the aisle and run around each other. Spirit of God is not dumb.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. You in church drunk. God ain't got no drunk saints.
Amen.
God ain't got no men on cocaine. Man that died in Orlando, still using drugs. They just had another one, last week before, he OD'd on drugs. Another preacher with 3,000 and 4,000 members. How many members in the church are saved? Come on, people.
Amen.
Time to get back to God.
Amen.
Back to praying, back to fasting, back to doing what the Word of God said. 7 deadly sins in a contemporary church that's destroying the church. Another thing Mr. Bailey said. Rip Van Winkle, he made an example. Slept through another revolution. After 20 years, he awakened with his rustic gun at his side and declared he didn't like the world he saw. How many of us look at the world today? I'm 68. You remember what it was 30 years ago? 40 years ago? 50 years ago when you were 16, 17, and 18? Declared he didn't like the world he saw. This is symbolic of many church leaders today. We sleep through drastic change and are unaware of the revolution that is taking place. Suddenly, we awake to find we really don't like the world we see. Look around. You like the world you see? Tell me this here. How do you like walking in a church and they have declared that we are a same-sex church and God loves everybody? The man told Michael Pence, I serve the God you serve. If you got a problem with it, check with God. I ain't got to check with God. He already told me, Pete Buttigieg, you're on your way to hell, you and your partner. Hashtag send that to him. See, nobody voted me in, and nobody can vote me out.
Amen.
You don't serve the same God I serve.
Amen.
You sodomite you.
Amen.
And your sodomite partner. Hashtag, send that to Twitter.
Amen.
Then he won't say, well, can I be on the same stage as Trump? Trump said, I don't care. No, put him on the same tag with me. And I'll tell them, drop your pen and let me see the difference between you and your husband. Hashtag, send him that.
Amen.
No, I don't like the world that I see now.
Amen.
Children, girls fighting over girls, boys fighting over boys. Some grown man get his going looking for another grown man because he took your man. 3 men arguing over a man. 3 hard legs. Oh, I'm from the old school.
Amen.
Some things I say, I ain't going to say when I get up there. But like every time I get up, it just comes out.
Amen.
It just comes out.
That's all right.
I ain't got no notes they say that.
Amen.
This is what I got.
After I wake up and I come out the door one morning, and then I look at my neighborhood and two faggot men riding a bicycle together.
Amen.
Oh, he's my man. He's my man. So how two men gonna be a mother and a father and raise children? I don't like the world I'm in now. I don't like the world with no rules. I don't like the world with no fences. I don't like the world with no borders. I don't like the world in the America that we become today.
Amen.
We're fighting everything in this world except sin.
Yes.
And I said this 20 years ago, you cannot legislate morality. Amen. It has to be preached from the Word of God.
Amen.
No, your family not going to like you. In the same way, I'm closing, just a little say tonight. Peter, back to the Bible. The world out there, if you're a child of God, the devil don't like you.
Amen.
And I know we get comments and everything. They say he preaching hate. Show it to me in the Word of God that God say he loves sodomites.
Amen. Show it.
He's preaching. I'm preaching with compassion.
Yes.
And with you are convicted. And stop calling me names. You want me to love, then you love. Where's your compassion?
Amen.
I ain't going by that church. This is where you need to be. Amen. But someone going to stand in your face and get in your face.
Amen.
Women are so afraid of their husband now because their husband told them, I know where you want to go to church, but you can't go. And some of them even told their husband, and some of them told their wife, if you go, I leave you. You know what I say? What time are you leaving? Because I'm going where the power of God is moving.
Amen.
And if it's for me and you to be together, God going to save you because I'm saved.
Amen.
You best get up and put your clothes on.
That's right.
You best come to God before you get sick.
Amen.
Because once you get sick, it's going to be too late.
Oh,
well, God, I'm sick now. If you heal me, I'll live for you. God say, you was healed and you didn't come to me. Why should I heal you now? Don't stop trying to make bargain with God.
Amen.
You want your children saved, but you won't get saved.
Uh-oh.
I can't stand that preacher. Seven deadly sins. You obey your husband, you obey your wife, but you won't obey God. God told the children of Israel the day that he brought them out of Egypt into the promised land. He said, obey my voice. If you want me to do something, obey my voice, said the Lord God. You don't love God. What's wrong with you? You know you don't love him. You don't like him. You hate his name. You hate his son. You hate his book. You hate his word. You don't even like the world that he made. You know why? You're trying to mess it up. How did God make the world? In the beginning, God created. The word of God said everything he made was good. We polluted it. And so the word of God say now that the whole creation is moaning and is groaning because of the sin that's going on. The world can't be still on its axis because every time it look around, homosexual over here, homosexual over there, sodomite over here, they changing the rule over here. He say they changed my word. And Jeremiah said they throwed it behind their back.
Yes, that's the book.
And you call yourself a child of God?
You have been listening to the Words of Life Radio Ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
Glory FM, your family radio station in North